I guess to start off, Sue, what led to the creation of this working group, the Reimagined Troy Community Justice Services Work Group, and what do you hope for it? And maybe sort of cynically, what are your expectations?
Okay. Well, I think it probably was a result initially of the rally in Troy in June, the Black Lives Matter movement in the wake of the murder of George Floyd, the national attention that has been focused on the inequities in certain police departments. And I think for many of us on the city council, we felt we needed to do something. And about that time, the governor issued his executive order directing cities to revisit their policing practices and to develop individual city plans.
This is executive order 203?
Right. Yep. And I think that was part of the Say Their Names legislation that was passed at the state level that enacted a number of reforms, including repeal of 50A and, you know, a few other matters. So I think we felt the need to bring the community together and to discuss people's experiences with policing in our city, and to inform the council and city leaders about ways that we might be able to improve some of those practices. What I'm hoping we can do is look to other communities to see what's working elsewhere and to prepare some suggestions, recommendations for the city to consider. It shouldn't be considered a criticism necessarily. It's more a case of, let's just see what might happen if we were to do things a little differently. We passed the resolution in July. It was a bipartisan vote. And so last night at the public safety meeting, we named folks to the work group, and now we'll begin the process of work. And I'm hoping that we can work together in a positive way.
Speaking of healing, bringing together, and also speaking of the vote, the resolution passed, bipartisan resolution, 5-1 back in July 16th. And the one nay vote was Councilwoman Ash McPherson, if I'm correct. I think Yes. She's quoted on Channel 10 News as saying, "I've spoken with many of the officers, and a lot of them feel like they did not have the support of the community." Likewise, during the public safety committee meeting Tuesday night, this yesterday night, mm-hmm. Police Chief Owens is quoted as saying that, and I know you've specified no specific direction for reform, but he's quoted as saying that increasing overall staffing would be the way. And given that the protests that this committee is formed in response to, you often hear at them, defund the police. Where do you think Chief Owens falls on reform? And is the Troy Police Department going to be included in this? Are they a willing participant to this process of trying to reform?
I can't speak for the police department in that. I do know that we have involved a retired policeman on this group. And so we hope that his perspective will be helpful. Depending on who you talk with in the community, folks have different views of whether we need more police or we need to police in a different way. Again, this group, from my perspective, is not a criticism of the police per se. And I think that we've been unfair to police departments over the years in terms of adding jobs to their list of duties. A lot of the things that we expect the police to handle could be handled in a different way. perhaps domestic violence incidents or even drunk driving situations or drunkenness, things like that, it might be helpful to have someone else on the scene who might not be as intimidating, perhaps. I am not in favor of defunding the police. I do not believe that, personally, that you should eliminate police departments. I think we will always need police, and I am grateful for having a police department. But that doesn't mean that we can't improve.
I think I had a similar reaction to defund the police the first time I heard it. And frankly, you know, with this movement against police brutality and looking at systemic racism, everybody has different interpretations of that phrase. Right. In Troy, as a fact, though, out of the about $75 million in operating revenues that the city works with every year, if my figures aren't correct, please tell me, $21 million is for law enforcement. That's the single biggest expenditure. Do you think there's room for partial defunding, or maybe realignment would be a more?
Yeah, I think realignment, reallotment. In certain respects, many of those that amount of money is caught up in contract requirements. So, I mean, I'm not sure how much you can do, and with certain dollar figures, you know. I'm certainly hopeful. Again, I respect the work of the police, and I think we as a community rely on them. And I, having witnessed just recently the murders of innocent young men, if you listen to that community, those families, they want more police, and they want more attention in their areas. So it's more of a case of reallocation, perhaps, and getting back to perhaps a better relationship between the police and the community.
Any observer right now would absolutely agree that trust and confidence between the police and the communities they serve is at a local nadir. Could you mention some of the places that you said you looked at, or other models, as you mentioned, that you might want to, you know, take something from?
I know the city of Ithaca has developed a public safety plan that I would like to look at. There's a website, Equity in Policing, that may serve as a good resource. The city of Rochester, I know, has had some issues lately, but they are also working through that, and so we can learn from their experiences, I think.
Just one more question, I guess. And I don't mean this as a gotcha. It was just when I was doing my background for this, I came across something that was a little striking, and maybe I'm misinterpreting it. This was in the city budget for 2020, and it was the commentary on the law enforcement budget, which falls within your work on the Public Safety Committee. And it read in part, "The Police Bureau has embarked on an ambitious program of community policing and the zero tolerance for quality of life crimes." Quality of life crimes, to my understanding, is synonymous with the broken windows theory of policing and means criminalizing things like vagrancy, disorderly conduct, panhandling, and graffiti. Is this the Troy Police Department's official policy?
That's a good question. And that needs to be examined. I don't know. I can't answer that. But hopefully by the end of our group's work, we will have a better handle on that.
What is the relationship between the Public Safety Committee? Because on the annual budget, law enforcement shows up underneath the Committee on Public Safety. But do they mostly operate on their own?
Well, I'm new to the council. This is going to be my first budget coming up, so I'm not really the one to answer that sort of thing. I mean, the police department is part of the administration's, responsibility. Public Safety Committee of the council we'll review the police budget and we'll have some input in that way. And certainly, as you may have seen last night when we met with the police chief, he briefed the committee on the current crime situation and the shootings in Troy. So we have a communication certainly with the police department through the public safety committee on the council.
Thank you so much, Councilwoman Steele. Okay.